You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Amnesty International has condemned the recent execution of Kenneth Smith in the US state of Alabama. They are calling for a complete moratorium on use of the death penalty. And as part of its Right for Rights campaign, where every year people from 170 countries around the world take action by writing letters and signing petitions to call on the government to challenge injustices, Amnesty International is speaking out against another looming death penalty case in Alabama to be stopped. I spoke to Amnesty International Aotearoa Senior Campaign Manager David Vega about these cases and why Amnesty International opposes the death penalty. Here is that interview. Can you tell our listeners a bit about the recent execution of Kenneth Smith in the U.S. state of Alabama?
In the state of Alabama, they have the death penalty as part of punishment for people who commit crimes. Amnesty International supporters, we are united by our vision of a world where everyone is treated in accordance with their fundamental human rights. And for us, the death penalty is a clear violation of the right to life. And we are deeply concerned by the cruel execution of Kenneth Smith by nitrogen gas. Especially this execution was particularly brutal. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights warned that the use of nitrogen gas could amount to torture and other cruel and degrading treatment under the international human rights law. So initially, Kenneth Smith was sentenced by the jury to life imprisonment without parole, but the judge overrode the decision to instead sentence him to death. This practice, called judicial override, was banned in Alabama in 2017, but Kenneth Smith was not granted the benefit of that reform, and there are other 30 people still on death row as a result of this judicial override. One of these 30 people, it's Rocky Myers, that we are supporting with a campaign.
Can you explain a bit about why Amnesty International is against the death penalty, regardless of the nature of the crime?
Amnesty International opposes the death penalty in all cases and under any circumstances, regardless of the nature of the crime, the characteristics of the offender, or the method used by the state to carry out the execution. The death penalty is the ultimate cruel and degrading punishment, and there is no humane way that to take someone's life. That's why we have been campaigning against the death penalty for decades. And when Amnesty International started its work in 1977, only 16 countries had totally abolished the death penalty. Nowadays, this number is 112.
Rocky Myers, who is a black man with an intellectual disability, is currently under sentence of death for murder, despite there not being any evidence directly linking him to the crime scene, as well as a key witness retracting one of their statements. Can you tell us a bit about this case and why you are particularly concerned about what has happened here?
So Rocky Myers was convicted of murdering a white woman in a black neighborhood in 1991. But as you mentioned, there were issues with the treatment of this case. There is no evidence directly linking Rocky Myers to the crime. And yes, a key witness later confessed that they had lied in their testimony. There were also problems with their first lawyer that left him before appealing for his case. And his intellectual disability has affected his ability to participate in legal proceedings. Rocky was originally sentenced to life imprisonment, but as in Kenneth Smith's case, the judge overruled the jury to sentence him to death as well. So it's one of these other cases in Alabama where before 2017, there was banned this practice, the judge overrode the jury sentence. So we are calling the governor of Alabama to grant clemency to Rocky. If the governor of Alabama grants him clemency, we expect that Rocky will not be in the death row. They will change his sentence to for probably a life imprisonment or less sentence. This case is part of our annual letter writing campaign called Right for Rights.
Can you tell me a bit more about that campaign?
That campaign takes place during New Zealand summer every year, and it's all about using our words to speak up for people who are trying to make the world a better place. In particular, the campaign aims to support people known as human rights defenders, people who are trying to protect and promote human rights. Every year, the campaign focuses on speaking on specific individuals or groups of people around the world. This year, we are campaigning for human rights defenders in South Africa, Poland, the US, and other countries.
Why is the death penalty still being done in places like the US, despite there being lots of ethical issues as well as flaws in the death penalty system?
Some argue that people who commit the crime of murder deserve to be executed, but an execution inflicts terrible physical and psychological suffering. Governments should instead focus on alternatives that will more effectively address crime at its roots. Studies have shown that the death penalty does not deter crime. The death penalty is often used as a political tool to create the illusion of being tough off on crime, while doing little to address the underlying social and economic factors that lead to crime. One of the main flaws with the death penalty system is that the punishment is disproportionately applied to people who are poor, marginalized, or belong to groups who are already facing discrimination. And of course, the death penalty is carried out. It's actually final. Mistakes that are made cannot be unmade. And there have been many cases where people have been sentenced to death for crimes that they did not commit. An innocent person might be released from prison, but an execution can never be reversed.
Why is it important that us here in New Zealand, a place that does not have the death penalty, show support to prevent cases like Rocky's, in your opinion?
It's about standing in solidarity with others who are in situations where really need support. And we, through our campaign Right for Rights, that we globally take action in support of people who are at risk, like Rocky Myers, of being executed at any time. It's important to show solidarity, and thanks to the support of many, through this campaign we have changed lives of many people. Over 100 people have their lives changed in the last 20 years with Right for Rights campaign. People are taking action through letters of support to the people, and also letters to authorities who can make the change happen. So if New Zealand stands in solidarity with Rocky Myers and take action through our campaign, we'll have to build pressure on the governor of Alabama to change their mind and grant him clemency. People can get involved with Right for Rights campaign by taking action. They can get together with their fellow friends, write letters in support of Rocky and others, but also they can promote actions in support of the people we are campaigning for this year. They can visit our website, right.amnesty.org.nz, and also take action on social media to help encourage others to get involved.
That was Amnesty International Aotearoa senior campaigner David Vega speaking about the death penalty and their Right for Rights campaign.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.